Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
New balls.
Testicles.
2016 balls.
New shiny, balls? Shiny. Did you finally balls. Get your new balls?
Shiny new
they
balls.
They finally dropped, right?
Exactly.
Just like the shiny and chrome.
It went up. Like the New York ball. Like it doesn't go down, it goes up, right?
That's true. It does go up.
Yeah.
So you lost your balls.
Well, they're not like fully up in there, but
yeah, my balls were low, and then all of a sudden, hello, we're back to puberty.
That's how you get to the Mickey Mouse voice.
That's how you do it. I don't know. So let's preface. Welcome to the first episode of 2016.
Yay.
We would have done one earlier, but we've all been really sick. The first
sick or part busy. Of this, yeah, one of the
sick
other.
And busy. Yeah.
Sick of being busy.
I lost my voice for a while during the end of the year. It's crazy.
You sounded like a. Like a crazy old man who like did metal for too long.
That's right. So welcome to the show. We have our illustrious co-host, George and Dave.
Whoop whoop.
Hi.
I guess
I'm illustrious.
That wasn't very illustrious at all.
I was like, how do we sound illustrious?
I don't know.
And then we, of course, to celebrate this is our 2015 rewind. We've been doing this with MSRcast for the past 10 years. So, of course, it's not our top albums, top movies, top any of that kind of stuff. It's everything that we enjoyed in the past year. There's no numbers or anything, no top five, any of that crap.
But I have numbers.
Your numbers don't count, sir.
Damn it.
They're gone. I have numbers, too.
Yeah, you can have numbers in your head. It doesn't matter, though. So
it matters to me.
I would like to welcome to the show our frequent special guest, Justin from the Comical Podcast.
What's up, guys?
Yay.
Another thing I would like to preface the show, we haven't recorded in a little while, so I want to take a few moments, and we've lost a couple of really big people in the music scene recently. One is Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yep.
We did a little tribute to him on the last MSRcast episode, but I wanted to go around and, you know, if you guys have any memories or thoughts about Lemmy himself.
You're just looking at
George
me.
Is like, who's Lemmy?
I know who he is. I just don't have any like special fond thoughts. I mean, he's a great musician, but it's not like he affected my life in any
particular I just think
way.
It's awesome that he lived the rock and roll metal lifestyle until his like dying breath.
There you go.
Like he made it to 75. He had a 75th birthday party.
He was 70. He was only 70.
70. He had his 70th birthday party like 3 days before he found out he had cancer, and then he died 3 days
Dude,
later.
Didn't Bowie died at 70?
He was 69.
Oh,
but 69. Bowie knew for a while. We'll get into Bowie because he knew for like the past 18 months. So that last album that he
Holy
put out.
Holy shit, dude.
Have y'all seen that video?
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Lemmy
God.
Time right now.
Yeah, Lemmy.
Sorry.
So I've never listened to a whole lot of Motorhead.
Yeah.
I've listened to Motorhead. I've listened to Motorhead quite a bit, but I'm not super knowledgeable about their catalog or anything like that. But he was always the icon.
Yep.
He was always there.
He's very recognizable.
Totally recognizable. And
it's the thing on the face.
That helps.
The mole.
Yeah.
It's like that scene from Austin Powers. Mole, mole, mole.
And I remember when I realized that Lemmy was a short guy. because prior to that point, he seemed like a titan to me, you know. It's like he's just this titanic figure, he must be huge. And then I don't remember what it was, but what I was watching and realized, like, this guy's like really short.
Yeah. So question for you guys, who would win in a wrestling match? Lemmy or God?
I'm not answering this question because I know
isn't the answer like Lemmy always wins or something?
No.
Like that. Or Lemmy is God.
It's a trick question. Yeah, Lemmy is God. Yeah. That's right.
You ever saw the movie Airheads?
Yes. That's where I was trying to remember back to.
He was editor of the school magazine.
Lemmy?
What?
Yeah. That's right, he was.
That was all, his single line in Airheads.
That's right, he was. Do you have any memories of Lemmy?
Not specifically. I'm kind of in the same boat as Dave. I mean, I listened to Motorhead kind of sporadically. I wasn't like a hardcore fan that listened all the time. And, you know, his music meant as much to me as a lot of other metal bands. Yeah. But obviously he was an iconic figure in metal. And it's always a shame when somebody like that moves on.
I'm really disappointed that I never got the chance to see him.
Really?
We were supposed to see him when, I guess it was about, well, almost 6 years ago now, that when Megadeth did the Rust in Peace tour.
Oh, yeah?
The like, anniversary tour for Rust in Peace. Motorhead was supposed to, like, co-headline with them.
Oh, okay.
And they had to back out at the last minute because Lemmy was ill. Mm. And so that was my opportunity, and unfortunately I missed it.
I think I've seen him, I think it was like a total of like 3 or 4 times. I remember the first time I saw them was like in 1990, right? This was like the Operation Rock and Roll tour. Do you remember this? Mm. It was an awesome tour. It was Dangerous Toys, Metal Church, Alice Cooper, Motorhead, and Judas Priest. It was like one of my very first big concerts that I ever went to. It was fucking amazing.
Mind blown.
It blew my little mind. Yeah. I was like,
your little mind?
I was like 17 during that show.
Without going like really far into it,
yeah.
Have you listened to Bad Magic?
I have.
It was really good.
It is. I listened to it before everybody's like, oh, look, Lemmy's passed away now. And I was listening to that album I listened to an episode of the Jamie Josta show with Lemmy a few months ago. And I was like, oh, they played a song for him. I'm like, this is really fucking good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Man.
And I point that out because I agree. I've listened to it through a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it's really good, which how many musicians can you really say that about who are months away from their death now? He didn't know
in
that.
In 70.
Right.
But in 70 and writing music that still grabs you and says, hey, listen to this because this is fucking cool. And
the last time I saw them was, I think it was the Iron Maiden tour with Dio. That was pretty amazing, man. And I saw them on an Ozfest tour a long time ago. They always,
when Ozfest tour still happened,
exactly right. It was like I don't know, early 2000s maybe.
It had to have been. That's when they were popular.
Yeah. So I remember Limp Bizkit was on that tour, and I fucking didn't watch that.
Who?
Limp Bizkit.
They were on a.
Yeah, they were.
You didn't Ozfest do it all tour? For the Nookie.
I did not do anything for the Nookie. So you can take that and stick it up your. Yeah. Why do I know that?
Later? Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. But, it is very, very sad. You know, I mean, he lived the life he wanted to live, so you can't fault him for that.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, 70 is not a bad number.
He was not a druggie.
Wasn't he?
Nope.
At some point, he had to been.
He was pretty adamant that he was
an alcoholic.
He absolutely was an alcoholic, but he was not into other drugs.
I met him.
He was pretty adamantly against them.
So he was like Bob from SLC Punk.
I'm trying to remember. Cause Bob was specifically anti-heroin, which is why they called him Heroin Bob.
Yeah, he wouldn't take any drugs.
Yeah, that's true, because that's what ends up getting him.
Yeah,
in the end.
I will say that I did meet Lemmy one time, which was weird. It was we talked about this on the last MSRcast with Sean. There was a benefit show locally at this little club on Highway 6 that James was playing at, and some other local bands I didn't really even know. We got invited to it, so we went up there, and it was the same night that Motorhead were here for like one of the WWE events when they were doing I don't know which wrestler they were doing the theme song for. Triple H, thank you. The voice from the other room says Triple H. She knows. And they were here to perform at the WWE. Yeah. And
I've never been to a wrestling match, so I couldn't tell you.
He was hanging out at the club that night. People were going up to him, and he was sitting there on a poker machine.
That was apparently his jam.
Yeah, that's what he loved. That. They brought that poker machine, one of the arcade machines from the Rainbow, right the couple days before he passed away.
Yeah.
And he was playing that up till he died.
Do you think they're going to bury him with it?
They've made a shrine to him, I think, at the Rainbow.
You know what would be cool if his headstone was the poker machine? Dude, that'd be dope.
That'd be pretty baller, yeah.
I tried. I almost did not go up to him because I was really nervous. People were going up to him, and he was like, oh, hi, how you doing? And he was very, very nice with his time, very generous guy. So I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. This is like the time before cell phone cameras, too. So,
did you get a picture?
No, I didn't have a camera with me.
Oh.
This was like before cell phone cameras.
Well, I mean, you could have had a disposable camera.
Could have.
Everyone had disposable cameras back in the day. Did they? Yeah.
I guess so. But he was really nice. He was really...
That was
really...
the smartphone before the smartphone.
Yeah, right. Carrie. Come on.
I wasn't smart enough to bring my Kodak.
Your Kodak disposable camera. That's right. With like 10 pictures on it.
So definitely rest in peace to Lemmy, Ian Kielmeister.
Everybody, drink a Lemmy.
It's right. They officially renamed it Lemmy. Renamed
a Jack and Coke. A Lemmy
with a little bit of bitters, I think, right?
I've heard that, but
I've heard that too.
So yeah, maybe
I might have to have Jack and Coke. It actually sounds pretty damn good.
Yes, it does.
My favorite drink. Actually, it's my go-to drink when I go out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Crown and Coke for me.
Do you think? Do you think it'll take off? Like, no. If you start going up to the bar and asking for a Lemmy,
this bad feeling. Like, if I ask for a Lemmy, I might get something else that I don't.
Like, Lemmy's around the back.
Yeah, like, he's asking for a Lemmy.
He's waiting for you in the bathroom, dude.
But we also lost this past couple of days. We lost another musical legend, David Bowie.
Yep.
I'm not going to say that I was always a huge fan, but I did enjoy his music a lot, but I didn't really listen to every single album, you know?
Mm-hmm. I didn't become a David Bowie fan until I was old enough to really understand his music. Right. Because as a kid, the only thing I ever fucking knew him from was Labyrinth.
Mm, yeah.
And that really obscene, like, dick scene in Labyrinth.
You haven't watched Labyrinth in a while. Go back and watch that in tribute to David Bowie.
When we were still living in Denton, so it's been a few years, but at the movie tavern there, they were doing like retro movie nights regularly, and they did the Labyrinth one time, so we got to go watch Labyrinth on the big screen. Jesus Christ, David Bowie.
Yes. The kids' movie, too.
I know.
All I know is that the day he passed away, before I even knew what had happened, I was scrolling through Facebook, and everybody was posting the music video for Dancing in the Street.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with all of you people? And then I found out what had happened, and I felt kind of like, oh.
I know. I mean, he had some really cool stuff.
Space Oddity will always be my favorite song. Did you see the NASA thing that they did?
I did.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The stuff he did with Trent Reznor was always really, really cool.
Yeah.
In the Seven soundtrack, he did a song.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
I think that was somebody that you could say was always unpredictable.
Yeah.
I love his cameos in Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Forgot about that.
And because he's not just a musician, not just a performer, not just an artist, but an actor as well.
Yes.
Did a pretty good number of movies for somebody who wasn't primarily an actor.
He was just acting himself most of the time.
And speaking of like living your life the way you wanted to, I feel happy that he went out, you know, doing what he loved to do because he knew he was sick.
Yeah.
So he did this last album. And it's sort
Black
of
a star is what I think it's called.
Yeah,
yeah. That's right. It was. I listened to it on Friday. Like
the whole thing.
Yeah, like it was on Spotify. I'm like, I'm gonna check it out.
Right.
So he knew he was sick. He knew he was going to die. No, I mean it was strange that they had kept that from the public. So usually that leaks out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the music video he did and then
that Lazarus video.
Yes,
I like that song.
Yeah, I mean, he died doing what he loved. He used his death as art, basically. Yeah. That, I mean, you can't fault him. I mean, that's really cool that he got to do that. Because most people don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was able to sort of put a little bit of a, not going to say positive spin to it, but to put his final spin to, you know, his own mortality.
Well, if he was able to say goodbye to the world.
The way he wanted to.
In the way he wanted to.
Yeah, and not a lot of people have that.
If they ever make a biopic, they should totally get Tilda Swinton to play him. She totally looks like David Bowie. She does. Tell me you don't look at her and she doesn't look like David Bowie.
Yeah.
With short hair and everything, she totally looks like David Bowie.
I can see that.
Maybe they will do a biopic now.
Eventually.
A biopic.
Biopic.
I always read that word as biopic.
Me too.
It messes with my head.
So speaking of movies.
What?
We are in our We are in our 2015 rewind. Like I said, we don't have like
we're
a top.
We're in 2016.
We're in 2016 talking about 2015.
There you go.
So let's get into the first lengthy topic. We might have to split this into two different episodes so we don't bore you guys too much. But movies. This is going to be a big
we'll try to keep it brief as possible.
Yeah. No, we won't. It's not going to be brief.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm just going to put this out there.
Are we all going to say like our top five or something?
No. I'm going to take one movie off the table.
Okay.
Because it's...
Can I guess?
Can you guess?
I bet I know.
Go ahead.
It's Star Wars.
It is Star Wars.
We're not going to talk about Star Wars.
Because...
Why the fuck not?
Okay.
Because everyone else is talking
Everybody
about
loves
it.
Star Wars. Everybody, you either hated it, you loved it, you were in the middle. It was Star Wars.
No. You either loved it or you were wrong.
Exactly.
But
right.
Carrie was on the middle of the road for the longest time.
It took me until my third showing to really jump on board.
He came around.
I came around.
He was wrong for two showings.
I think he was peer pressured into liking it. That's what it is.
But we'll just take that movie off the table because it's Star Wars.
Well, if we're doing that, let me say that that was my number three movie of the year.
It was my number three movie of the year as well. So
it wasn't my number three.
What was your number three?
I don't put numbers on it.
I didn't rank mine either, so...
Somebody played by the rules. Y'all didn't.
You never explicitly told us we weren't allowed to rank these.
I never told you could.
So...
Star Wars. It was good.
No Star Wars talk, because everyone liked it here.
Right.
But there were some problems with it.
There's problems with every movie.
Is there? Is there?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not.
My number one didn't really have any problems with.
Okay, let's get into your number one, because I know exactly what you're going to say.
Is the same number one as George's number
one. I think it's probably my number one, too.
Yeah? Unfortunately, Dave has not seen this movie.
So we're not going to spoil it.
We're not going to spoil it. But damn, it was good. It was The Hateful Eight.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, number one. Really?
Yeah,
I really struggled to see whether this was the best movie or whether my number two was the best movie. And I went back and forth a bunch of times. But I feel very confident now saying that this is definitely the best movie of the year.
Yeah. It's the best written, produced, and directed film. And best in photography, too.
I'd agree with all that.
Yeah.
Except for the first 15 minutes of the first showing.
Okay, I've seen the movie three times since then. So. Yeah.
I haven't. I've only seen the first jokes.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
Somebody described it as a brutal... It's a cross of Reservoir Dogs and Clue. I'm like,
yeah, I can see that.
That's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Clue is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I love Clue.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in, like, I don't know, like 20 years.
I think it's like
years,
Tim Curry's best film. It's been a long time.
I have such a raging Clue.
Nice.
Raging Clue on right now?
Raging Clue. Exactly right.
So my number two pick.
We're not going to just jump into your number twos.
I'm sorry. All right.
So, I'm pretty sure they're the same. I'm pretty sure George and I have at least four of the same five movies on our list.
Let's talk about Hateful Eight a little bit more.
Okay, we can talk about
Hateful
Eight.
Because we actually never talked about the
movie. I don't want to ruin it for him because it's an amazing film.
No. Do you think the 70mm showing that we first saw was worth it?
I think the Roadshow edition of the Hateful Eight is the best version because the theatrical release, there's at least a 10-minute scene missing.
Really? That's what I had heard. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's at least a 10-minute scene missing, and it feels a lot more fluid with that intermission in there. I know that's ridiculous to say, but it felt like it made sense, and it was all part of the experience, too, that made it worth watching.
Okay, I'm going to say my biggest complaint about the movie that's not going to spoil anything, it's after that intermission, there was that narrative...
All right. So what he's trying to say, there's this narration portion because there's a 15-minute intermission, right? When you come back, there's a narrator that comes on, which is Quentin Tarantino, who tells you, "Oh, in the past 15 minutes, this is what you missed."
Okay.
Yeah.
So things were still happening while you were in the lobby.
That's the idea they're trying to give you.
Okay.
And that's what the theatrical cut doesn't really play well that way.
Okay.
And the Roadshow edition of that really does, in my opinion.
It just sort of took me out of the whole thing for a little bit, you know?
Well, it took me out of it because I knew it was Quentin right away. Yeah. I was like, why is Tarantino doing his own narration? But I'm like, of course he would do his own narration because he has to put himself in every fucking movie.
Yeah.
But that's about the point in the movie where you start figuring out what's going on.
Yeah, and that's also, like, after the intermission point is, like, where we go from, like, good to, like, really fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah, the second half of the movie is amazing.
Who do you think the best actor in the movie was? Who was your favorite actor?
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah?
Yeah, she, from beginning to end, she never breaks character, and she only gets scarier as the movie goes on. Second best would be Samuel Jackson, which I'm totally upset he didn't get a nomination.
I agree with both of those statements.
I think everybody in that movie was really, really good.
Tim Roth was
really good.
Kurt Russell just played himself, in my
opinion. Pretty much.
Tim Roth is a great actor.
Although he kind of played what were you saying?
Every single preview that I saw for the movie, I'm like, oh, Christoph Waltz is in the movie.
Yeah, there you go. You thought Christoph Waltz was Tim Roth the whole entire time.
Well, until the movie, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
I can see that.
Well, he totally kind of acted like Christoph Waltz. Now that he said that, I was like, holy shit.
But in the trailer, they never actually really show him talking. They just show him on screen. Right. I'm like, oh, he looks just like him.
He was busy filming Spectre.
Oh. Unfortunately.
That was another movie.
We're going to get to that.
You were going to ask me about what movies I hated.
I did not like Spectre
either.
That's one of them. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Because Spectre, you're like, oh, let's go see it again. You're like, and you had already seen it and you knew it sucked.
No, you wanted to see it. I already saw it.
I know, but.
And I was playing coy so I wouldn't feel like an asshole seeing it without you. Yeah. And plus, my nephew wanted to see it, so it was like two people.
Well, you never know either. Taste can be different. He could have enjoyed it more than you did.
So I was hoping it would be better the second time.
Hateful Eight, definitely go see it. If you need somebody to go with, there's three guys here to go see in the theater with you.
I unfortunately will not, because I've already seen it three times.
Well, I'll go see it again.
I think I might get burned out if I see it one more time in theaters.
I don't know. Will you?
I don't know, maybe.
How many times have you seen Star Wars in the theaters?
Twice.
Okay. What about you?
Three
was my number two.
I wanted to see it in the drive-in theater, but I haven't made time to go see it.
That would be actually really cool. I would go do that.
You'll go out for a fourth viewing on that?
Maybe.
I think Star Wars, like, it's a rare film. I usually don't see movies more than twice in theaters, but it's like one of those things that I'd make an outing to go more than once.
I got the novelization over the weekend, which I haven't started reading yet. I've been catching up on a lot of comic books recently.
I thought we weren't going to talk about Star Wars. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
You're ruining this.
I got the Star Wars Before the Awakening young adult novel, whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It has like stories about what happened with Rey, Poe, and Finn.
That's the only thing that bothered me about Star Wars. There's so much like multimedia stuff that they took away from the story.
Yeah, I agree on that one.
That was one of my biggest beefs while watching Star Wars. But
they took away... They're like, well, we don't have to say it here because you can see it in this book.
Yeah, you can go read it in the book. Yeah. I was like, fuck, I want to see it in the movie, asshole. J.J. Abrams, motherfucker.
I hate you, but I love the movie.
He's not Jar Jar, is he?
No.
Okay. Let's move on to our next movie.
Next movie. Can I talk about my number two pick now?
Put a number two on it.
I think he's going to say it this time.
Mad Max.
Boom. Yeah. I was going to say it. What the hell?
Well, y'all said it at the same time. We'll give y'all both the credit.
I agree on that one. Mad Max is really good. And this is coming from a guy who never liked the original series.
Like, at all?
Yeah.
Like, the first one or the second one? I can understand the first one.
The first one's weird.
Yeah, the first one's hard to watch. Like, if you're not, like,
this one's sort of weird, too.
That's Mad Max Fury Road?
It's weird. Think about it. It's weird.
What's weird about it? People drive from one point to the other and turn around and go back the other way.
It's Borderlands the movie.
Borderlands.
Nonstop action in a vehicle.
Yeah.
They only stop to look at a naked lady in a tower at one point.
And turn around.
As you would.
And then they turn around, yeah.
as you would do in normal life.
No, all kidding aside, it was a spectacle, man. I got a chance to see it before it came out in theaters. And I was totally blown away.
You were at a showing with George Miller.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, we both got the same name.
Yeah, and he's Greek. Did I tell you he was Greek?
Yeah.
God, I was so... I wish I would have known that then.
This is his best movie since Babe.
Or Happy Feet. I watched Happy Feet recently for the first time. Good God.
He's come a long way.
He has come a long way.
I had to convince so many people to go see this movie.
Really?
I was like, Mad Max is amazing, and everybody was like, it can't be that good.
I know Miguel gave you some shit. Like, he didn't.
A lot of people did. A lot of people really resisted seeing it, and then 6 months later, they would watch it, and they'd be like, wow, why didn't I watch it sooner? You should have told me. And I'm like, I did tell you!
But the movie is great from beginning to end. It's nonstop action. If I had to complain about one thing about that movie is that you can hardly understand... Tom Hardy.
You can never understand Tom Hardy anyway.
Unless you see The Revenant.
Yeah, you can understand him perfectly fine in there.
I think The Revenant's like his best speaking role he's ever had.
That's why I called him Tom Hardly Understand.
He does sound like Bane in one part, though.
Nice.
But yeah, Mad Max is great. The cinematography's great. The way it was filmed was perfect.
Practical effects in it were amazing.
Well, it was the mixure of the two. Yeah. Like, they filmed real cars.
But, I mean, not everything was CGI.
Stunts.
Not.
Yeah.
They did real...
They did real stunts.
Real stunts.
I mean, there was a guy with a flamethrowing guitar. Like, how can it not be in our top five movies?
And there was actually a guy with an actually flamethrowing guitar.
Oh, yeah. And in the car next to him, they're playing the drums of war, like, the whole time. It was
it makes a difference.
Yeah. And you know that scene where the guitar, like the car crashes and the guitar flies toward the. They actually filmed the guitar flying toward the camera. That wasn't CG. I always thought that was CG really? The whole entire time. And same thing with the steering wheel.
Did you see it in 3D?
They filmed that. Yeah, the first time I saw it.
Yeah, the preview that I saw was in 3D. Mm. I'm not a big 3D fan, but.
I'm not either.
I'm not either, but Mad Max and Star Wars were my exception for this.
We did see Star Wars.
I saw both of them in 3D as well.
Yeah, and it was a weird. Star Wars was very impressive in 3D.
Yeah.
Even for okay, we'll tell our quick little Star Wars in 3D.
You
know,
for
story.
Someone when for a show to not talk about Star Wars,
you don't want
to
talk about Star Wars at all. He's like, let's talk about Star Wars.
That's true. So, but with the Christmas morning, right?
Christmas
we
morning,
we went up to go see Star Wars. I had bought tickets through like one of the apps, like the Fandango app or whatever it was,
for the 10 a.m. show.
Yeah, for 10 a.m. showing, we get there and our seats were taken.
Son of a bitch. So, did you tell him to move?
Yeah, we're like, what's going on? So we went and
Carrie
talked
goes
to the
up there and almost has a fight with him. He's like, get out of our seats. What the fuck?
No, I didn't.
I could see that with
I
Carrie.
Didn't.
And we were all standing down by the doorway like, what's going on?
I did
I could see that. Carrie's like showing off his guns and shit.
He's like, I got tattoos, bitch. Move.
I'll cut you.
This is Star Wars. I'm going to cut you. Get out of my seat. No, but we went and talked to the manager and somehow there was a glitch where they gave us tickets for the wrong day.
Mm.
So he hooked us up. He gave us tickets to the next showing. Which was like, what, 11 or something?
It was like 11, 10 in 3D.
In 3D showing, there were only seats available were like the second row.
Oh,
but the theater, it's the...
They have the nice reclining seats.
The seats recline all the way back. So it wasn't honestly, that bad.
So you had to look up the whole entire time?
But you're like laying and looking
you're
up.
Laying
it's
back.
Honestly one of the first times I've sat in the front of the theater and not been bothered by it at
me
all.
Me too.
Like it made no difference at all to my enjoyment of the movie.
Okay. Yeah. I probably would have been bitching the whole entire time.
But it was funny too because we were walking in there and Carrie's like, yes, my plan worked, we got the free upgrade. And I was like, oh, if you're serious, that's pretty genius.
I saved us all $1.50. All right, so let's move on to our next movie.
So what's your number four, Justin?
My number four is actually True Story.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
What?
It's a movie with Jonah Hill and
the other guy.
What's the other guy's name? Shoot,
Channing Tatum.
No,
the other guy.
I can't think of
the
his
guy
name.
With a smile in Spider-Man trilogy. Sam Raimi's humble as fucking pie smile.
Tobey Maguire.
The other one.
Topher Grace.
Not Topher Grace.
No, Topher Grace is that '70s show. Tobey Maguire is
an interview. The opposite to Seth Rogen. Come on now.
Elijah Wood.
No.
You're talking
James
about
Franco?
James Franco.
It was Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Man, I'm like all over the place with my actors today.
That was the only way I could get to that segue.
Which Franco?
James.
Okay. The older one.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the younger one's up for the role of...
yeah, so we'll talk about that in a second.
It's based on a true story.
About, is that why it's called True Story?
Yes. It's makes about sense. A guy who gets arrested for murdering his entire family, like his wife and his kids, and he's like two little daughters, and you know they go through the whole court case and everything, but when he goes to jail and he's arrested, his ID badge isn't his real name. It's the name of this well-known reporter, and... So they're questioning him, like, why do you have this name? And he's like, well, I won't talk to anybody except for this guy. He's like, I won't tell you anything about what I did or what happened unless I talk to this guy. Because he wanted to give that guy exclusive rights to his story. So the reporter goes and interviews him. And the more they get to know each other, they kind of befriend each other. This real heinous murderer and this reporter who's just trying to live a normal life. And they start to take on attributes of each other. And what ends up happening is, of course, Franco's character, the murderer, tries to escape from prison and assume the other guy's identity because he learned so much about him. It's a really, really well... Like, it's based on a true story and it's really predictable, but it's extremely well done.
Was this?
And it's Jonah Hill.
Theaters?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a limited release.
I don't remember this
at all.
The
best movie I've ever seen Jonah Hill in. Like, he's amazing in it. And I never thought the guy could act, really, before I saw this, but he can act.
Wow.
You know,
that on, like...
It should be.
For rental now?
It should be. It came out in February, so I imagine
it's out on DVD
out
now.
Now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure you can
I haven't
get
heard
it
of this movie yet.
I thoroughly loved it. So.
Is it better than The Interview?
You don't have to try hard to be better than The Interview.
Yeah.
So what about you, Dave? Any other movies?
Oh.
Let's go. You're next on your list. Because we probably have one that's the same.
You think so?
I think so.
Maybe.
What are you thinking?
Tomorrowland?
I do actually have Tomorrowland on my list.
Me too.
And
that was
I
one of the movies
there.
I enjoyed this year, but not on my top five.
Not top five.
I understand
it's
that.
It's a movie that I enjoyed.
It is a movie that I enjoyed as well. It had inherent problems.
Yes.
But it was still a very enjoyable film.
Some of the deleted scenes on the Blu-ray sort of helped solve a little bit.
It did, but it also kind of made it clear they didn't really know what kind of story they wanted to tell in the beginning when they started filming.
Yep.
It was good, but I didn't love it.
I felt like this movie was one of those movies that was made for me. So that helped.
You're so number one, you're a science geek.
Yes.
And you're a Disney Parks geek.
Yes.
So this movie was made just for you.
And not just a science geek, but specifically a like a
futurism.
Yeah. Like that whole retro futurist thing is an easy sell for me. I love that.
I think they actually, when they were writing the script, they said for Dave only.
Yeah. I had problems with it. Some of them were story problems.
But Brad Bird's always sort of had a little bit of that.
What? Problems?
Well, sometimes the movies sort of, the scripting and stuff, you know?
Well, really know, my man.
Iron Giant's pretty solid.
My big story complaint with it was that I didn't feel like what's his name?
Clooney?
No.
Hugh guy?
Yeah.
Hugh Laurie.
I didn't feel like his character should have died at the end. I actually would have liked to have seen his character been redeemed in that story, because I felt like that would have made more sense.
There is no true antagonist in the movie, and I think that was
right.
A problem for the film.
And that's why him dying didn't feel right to me, was because he wasn't really a villain, per se.
There was also really no real conclusion to the movie, either. And I kind of feel like if they started the movie like without us knowing how it ends in the beginning, because that's how they did the movie, as if like they were telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
I felt if they would have shot it differently and not do it that way and had a chronological film,
mm-hmm.
it probably would have hit home harder at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember thinking that as well. The other thing one of the reasons, though, that I include this movie in my list of favorites this year is because, and Brad Bird's been very open about that this was his intent with the movie, and I'm full in support of it. I'm a big science fiction fan. I think science fiction is a totally legit cultural phenomenon. It's important. It has changed the world many mm-hmm. times over. And while I don't have a problem with it in and of itself, I'm just afraid that too much of our science fiction has become pessimistic. And it sounds like everyone is just waiting for the world to end. And there's this kind of despair in our science fiction storytelling. Now, each individual case of that, I'm probably enjoying it. I like my apocalyptic literature, you know.
Dead shit.
Yeah, I enjoy that stuff.
Well, maybe not. But,
I really like that this story, though, had this kind of humanist knowledge and advancement will make the world a better place.
It also gives a good sense of hope at the end.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about, is that so many science fiction movies recently are science and technology are going to destroy us.
Yeah.
And there are certainly valid concerns with that, but really, through the course of history, science and technology and knowledge have only made us better.
You can only make Terminator so many times, is what I'm trying to say.
And so I really liked seeing this optimistic view of science fiction.
The
science
montage technology. Sequence at the end where they're like searching for people,
it got me, man. I was like, this is great.
Got you in the field.
It did.
Where's my button? I've been to Disney how many times? Where's my damn button?
So yeah, Tomorrowland was on my list. I totally agree.
I enjoy the hell out of that movie. I saw that movie twice in theaters.
A lot of people hated it. It apparently got a great deal of hate.
Well, like I said, the inherent story problems makes it really hard to follow. So I enjoy it for other reasons, but if they didn't have those story problems, I think it would be a much better film. Like, no clear antagonist.
I didn't hate it. I don't have the same passions you have. I mean, some of them, there's definitely some overlap, but like the Disney parks and stuff, I don't really have the same passion that you and Carrie have. So I enjoyed the movie for what it was, and it did have a lot of problems, but they were all forgivable as far as I was concerned. I just didn't think it was, you know, top of the list anywhere near there for me.
I also like the little British girl. I thought she was fucking cool.
The
I did like
android.
Yeah.
I did really love the scene in
the store.
The store, though.
Oh, that was great. I love that scene.
Even though the two character actors, you know, like Keegan-Michael Key and
just say Key.
Can't say the other girl's name. I think of her name now.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know.
They sort of took me out of it a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. It was just like...
He did a little bit for me because his character reveal was a very, hey, look who it is moment.
Hey,
and,
yeah.
But it didn't bother me a great deal. But
I just look at him as an actor, not like...
So I'm going to go over some other movies here. This is a movie that I didn't watch in 2015, but I just saw it a couple days ago.
Okay.
But it's, but it came but out it's from 2015.
Came out in 2015, The Martian.
I have that's not my,
best
that's
comedy
my,
ever.
That's my number
that's
four
my number,
pick.
That's number five for me.
Oh, that's my number four
That's
pick.
The best comedy I've ever seen.
Yeah, the Golden Globes gave it a Best Comedy Award. That's really weird because it's not really a comedy. It has a lot of humor in it, which I think is great. And
so does the book, though.
I mean, it's a story about a guy on Mars by himself.
Yeah. How much... Yeah, you have to...
And he finds ways to make it entertaining. Like,
he didn't make a Wilson, though.
No, he didn't go crazy.
Unfortunately.
He did not go crazy. He started to a second for a second.
He did everything he could.
If he wasn't doing the video diaries, he would have gone crazy.
Yeah, I think so. And how do those freaking GoPro batteries last so damn long?
It's powered by the nuclear battery in the suit.
I guess so.
I'm joking. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Solar,
that sounded really authoritative.
There you go. They're solar panels. There you go. Solar panels charges everything.
It's the same stuff that kept them warm inside the ship.
Yeah.
It charges his GoPro too.
Hey, yeah. Well, that was actually really smart how they did that. And plus, Ridley Scott back doing science fiction, which was awesome.
Yeah,
and he made it seem like I watched some interviews and we were talking about what was the most difficult thing about making this movie. He was like, "Eh, nothing."
I liked the attention to detail in the movie too. Yeah. I liked the fact that you see him on his final journey home or whatever, and like they do the close up on his face and you can see his teeth are all decayed and shit.
Yeah,
like I mean they really paid attention to how being malnourished and stuff for so long would affect you.
The CGI effect they did to make him look like ultra thin was creepy.
Yeah, I mean they did such a good job with so many things in that movie. It was really good.
Yeah, that was my number four pick.
I think the cast of that movie, it's one of the best put together cast of any movie in a long time.
Also underused.
Well,
cast
you have
too.
To. You can't
like Michael Pena, great actor.
Yeah,
but. He only had like a few lines, and they're very like, yeah, let's like make some jokes.
I think Ant-Man made up for that.
Yeah. That was also a movie that I thoroughly enjoyed. It was
Ant-Man too. Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
It's my honorable mention on my list.
But I mean, let's do the list of, you know, Sebastian Stan was underused in this movie. Sean Bean.
Is that
first movie he hadn't died?
Yeah,
that's Sean, right. He didn't die.
Sean Bon.
Sean Bon.
He got fired.
He needs
though.
To pick one. It's he either needs to be Sean Bon or Sean Bean. He just needs to.
Sean Bean.
All right. So my favorite line in the whole movie is when they're deciding to name this this get together. You know, remember what they called it? When they had this all the groups of scientists and stuff, and they're trying to save them. They had that Lord of the Rings line.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what they said, but I remember
and
them
Sean
mentioning
Bean's
oh,
the only
it's
one.
From Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Sean Bean's like, yeah, it's from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's fucking funny right
I thought
there.
It was really cool that Mackenzie Davis got her first like big role in a movie as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, outside of Halt and Catch Fire.
I'm a big fan of Halt and Catch Fire. And
yeah. Who was she in the movie?
I never.
She was the girl at NASA, the blonde hair.
Oh, the chick who founded him
yeah,
first.
She was really good. She did a great job in the movie.
I never watched that show, but I was really interested in it.
It's first great. Season's a little rough.
First season's kind of rough. I agree with that.
It gets
it
really good toward the end, yeah.
And then season two is spectacular.
Stellar. I'm glad that Jeff Daniels reprised his role from The Newsroom.
Yeah.
Pretty much did, yeah.
Basically the same character.
Who else was there? Kristen Wiig was, I was like, wow.
She was a publicist.
Yeah, it was a serious role for her, too.
I also loved how they made Houston look awesome.
Yes. There's a lot of...
The CGI Houston looks great. I wish it really did look like that.
It does not look like that.
No, it doesn't.
If you're listening to this, not from Houston, yeah. Don't believe The Martian.
Yeah, we do not
don't,
look like...
Don't believe the hype.
Anything like that.
Wait, Sebastian Stan. Did you see him on that movie?
Who's Sebastian Stan?
He is a Winter Soldier.
He was in that movie? Oh, wait, yeah, he was. He was the guy in space.
Yeah.
Not, you know, Mark Wahlberg. I mean, well, Mark Wahlberg. Shit, I called him
Matt
Mark
Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon. I love the Iron Man gag, though. It's like, I'm going to go full on Iron Man.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Let's go some other movies. Okay, we have to talk about this one.
We have to?
We have to. Age of Ultron.
It's my least favorite movie of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
I wrote down all of the movies that I... Like, movies from 2015 that I actually watched. And, Age of Ultron's my least favorite.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't love it. I just don't. I don't hate it either.
You know, I love comic books and I love comic book movies and I love the fact that, there's so much media for comic books now. Like you can watch cartoons and TV shows and movies, and just the fact that we were going to get Ultron on screen and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch and characters we hadn't seen yet. It's always such an exciting thing for somebody like me. They completely mishandled so much of that movie.
But they did not mishandle the Vision.
No, the Vision was great. There were things about the movie that I thought were really good and really fun.
Hulkbuster was great.
Hulkbuster was great.
That was my favorite scene in the movie.
There was an article I just read about the Infinity War movies. They're supposed to have 67 characters in those movies.
That sounds about right.
That's crazy.
That's not that crazy. I knew it
But it's also two movies.
Yeah.
Two movies, yeah. But, so I mean, everything's going to sort of combine.
Thanos knocks them all down real fast anyway, so it's kind of, really, it's going to be just Thanos. And
Thanos will not be the main villain in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yep, he won't even be in it.
Yep.
Did you hear about Kurt Russell might being in cast as Star-Lord's dad? I think that's perfect casting.
I do, too. I think that's really good.
I would love to see Kurt Russell
as his dad. Let's go on. Jurassic World.
It was on my list as an honorable mention. It's not my top five.
Still a lot of fun.
I liked it, but I wouldn't put anywhere near the top.
Nostalgia takes that movie a long way for me.
It does.
So
you guys had completely different experiences than I did. I remember after we watched it, we recorded an Adventures in Geekery about it.
Yep.
And you were like, man, I love that movie. It was so much fun. And George was like, man, it was so much fun. And I was just sitting there like, eh. Like,
I don't know, man. The music, the dinosaurs coming back.
There were cool things about it, but it didn't resonate with me. Like, I guess it
reminded me about
else.
It reminded me of Jurassic being Park at enough. Universal
I did.
Studios.
I loved it when I was a kid, but for some reason, Jurassic World. I think it was the product placement that took me out of it so much. I think that's
what I loved about it because it was funny because that's true to form. Theme park
product placement in theme parks. It's there. So they did that correct.
Yeah.
Plus the margarita guy, best actor in the whole movie.
No, the product placement didn't even stand out to me because it just seemed...
It made sense.
Right.
It was natural. And, it really was.
To me, I guess I'm including Jurassic World because of how much it surprised me. Because I fully expected it to suck utterly.
Dinosaur dick.
Yeah. And
no buttholes though.
And I mean I expected it to be campy and silly and enjoyable on some level, but it ended up being so much better than I was anticipating it to be that it really stood out, and I was like, hey, that was really a lot of fun.
It's just a fun ride.
I enjoyed
it. Maybe my expectations were too high. I don't know what it was.
No, see, I didn't put my expectations up too high. I knew what it would be.
I try not to. Most movies I go into, I have really low expectations for, but for some reason, just it did not resonate with me. There was too many holes. There was too many things that just didn't work, I didn't think, and the like product placement definitely...
Like the kids fixing the car?
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking too much while I watched the movie, I guess, because I just couldn't enjoy it.
The first time I saw it, I just... Brain off. I was like, I just want to see dinosaurs kill people. That's all I wanted to see. And I got that a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on, let's talk about Inside Out.
Inside Out was.
I don't think they deserve the fucking Golden Globe, man.
Never saw it.
You never saw it? Yeah. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I think Peanuts should have won, though.
You said Peanuts?
Peanuts. Okay. Not penis.
Okay.
If there's an animated film
Peanut
called
should always
Penis.
Be the winner.
Yeah, exactly right.
I never saw the Peanuts movie.
I didn't either.
I don't know if I really want to, but I didn't finish it. No, it's great. I didn't finish it. I got a download at home.
Wait, what?
What? You didn't hear that from me. But yeah, it's good. I think it's also very original how they animated it. It's way different than anything that's been made recently.
Right.
And I don't know. It's not Pixar. I'm tired of Pixar winning all the time. And for something kind of...
But Pixar did a horrible movie this year. They did The Good Dinosaur, which was
not
good.
It's
not
horrible.
I didn't like it.
It's not great is the problem. And we kind of come to expect everything from Pixar to be nothing
great.
But gold.
Yeah, which
and
is not.
Inside Out's good. It's not great.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was their best movie in a while.
It's their best movie in a while. That's not a sequel.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. We're not going to go there. We'll have a Pixar discussion later.
That's my whole feeling about it. Anytime there's a Pixar movie on a award ballot, they always win, and that's kind of unfair.
Plus, there was a nice Haunted Mansion tribute in that movie.
There was a Figment as well.
Was there?
I didn't even see it. My wife caught it, and she was like, "Hey, look!" Yeah, and by the time I looked, it was gone.
Figment of imagination.
Yeah. Of course, and that
series is really good, by the way. The Figment comics.
I only watched Inside Out once, but I really I really enjoyed it. I felt like one of the reasons that I think it is a great Pixar movie is because it proved again how Pixar can deal with potentially hazardous subject matter, but they handled it really well.
Yeah, they like to pull on your heartstrings.
And I think that the risk in this movie was, and I know that this was actually some of my wife's concern before the movie came out, and she said she wasn't even sure if she wanted to go see it, was because it looked like this is going to be a small child dealing with depression.
Right.
And she was like, I can't do that. I don't want to see that if that's what the movie's going to be about. But the way that they handled talking about, it's a movie about a child developing emotional maturity and what that feels like.
Also about growing up too.
And that's
losing your childhood.
But yeah. Specifically the emotional maturity side of it and how, and I was trying to actually explain this to my daughter, who is 8 and hasn't reached this point in her life yet. Cause, she had watched it again. She got it for Christmas and she's watched it. And we were talking about it the other day. And, we were talking about what the movie was doing and that it's dealing with this idea that, you know, you're going to reach a point in your life where something can be happy and sad at the same time. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, I know it doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't make sense to you right now, but that's okay. It will. And I felt like the movie did such a good job of dealing with that idea of what happens when things get complicated? What value does sadness have? And that was a really profound moment in the movie to me. Mm-hmm. Was when, and I knew that they were getting to it, but when sadness proved her value,
right?
It said, "I am an important aspect of this character's makeup because of the effect that it has." And I thought it was great. I thought it was really brilliantly handled.
Sounds like you're about to cry, bro.
I might.
You need a tissue.
Yeah,
he's getting a little verklempt. talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, without sadness, you probably wouldn't like metal. So,
yeah,
it's true.
It's true.
That's what metal is kind of rooted in there.
In sadness, metal's rooted in
sadness. Sadness and anger.
Yeah, it's
well, anger. Yeah,
sadness and anger kind of makes metal together.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the movie.
You should watch it.
It's a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it. Yeah. It's very. Very well made.
Like I don't rush to see
not my Pixar favorite movies Pixar movie.
I do too.
Yeah, I know. I just.
All right. So moving on.
I watch so much TV. It's really hard to.
What about Straight Outta Compton?
It's a really good movie. Yeah, I like the hell out of it. I can't wait to see director's extended.
There's an extended cut, isn't there?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Still haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen it either.
It's a biopic that I really enjoyed.
Biopic.
It was a movie to me that. Looked like it was probably going to be a good movie and a good story, but it's a subject matter that I don't have any knowledge
that's exactly
or much interest
how I
in.
Felt about it.
And so to me, it was always, you know what? I'll catch that one later.
Yeah.
And like, it looked like it's probably going to be pretty good, but like, I just had I'll catch it later.
The trailers make it look like a fun movie, but.
It really is. And if you were ever.
Really well done.
If you ever were a fan of like.
But I never
like
really
Friday.
Was.
Ice Cube at any point.
Even if you like music movies.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that I have it in my queue. I'll watch it at some point, but
it's definitely worth seeing.
It's not high up on my list.
All right. So moving on, Crimson Peak.
A movie I enjoyed, but not like I loved.
It was pretty.
It was really pretty. A lot of fun to look at, but there wasn't a whole lot of substance to it.
Tom Hiddleston's a really good actor.
Dude, the way he fucking died in that movie is brutal. Well,
spoiler.
But I will say, Star Wars spoilers a week after the movie came out. And you're like worried about Crimson Peaks. Like,
but I will say
old.
It is the best Haunted Mansion movie that ever came out. Yeah. Even the one with Eddie Murphy.
My number 5 pick of the of 2015 is Creed.
I just finished watching that today.
Yeah,
and we were talking about this earlier. I've never really fully watched a full Rocky movie.
It's embarrassing.
I've never seen a Rocky movie either.
I'm gonna sit y'all both down and we're gonna watch the fuck out of Rocky movies.
And I didn't mention this earlier, but on the subject, I never saw an entire Mad Max movie before Fury Road either.
Me either. Still haven't.
That's a little more believable, though, because most of the Mad Maxes are...
You've never seen Road Warrior?
Nope.
I mean...
Or Thunderdome?
I've seen scenes from Thunderdome.
Yeah. I just remember with Tina Turner.
I think that's a little more forgivable than Rocky.
Yeah, I guess. Like, Rocky is like...
I mean, Rocky's like an American icon movie. Like,
I guess some of the stuff fell flat for me. Like, who's Adrian? Yeah. I've always heard, yo, Adrian.
That's his wife.
No, she's like a fucking key component throughout the whole series.
Okay. Yeah. Creed was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. I did have one kind of nitpick about it.
What's that?
In the beginning, when he's trying to get that gem to take him on,
yeah,
and he says he'll put his car up against anybody, and he fights the Mexican fighter,
yes,
who beats the shit out of him.
Right.
When he's going up for his final fight at the end, the fight that happens before his final fight is between the British guy and the exact same Mexican guy. And for some reason, they gave the win in that fight to the British guy.
That's the one where they had a knockout during the debate or whatever. Yeah.
I think that the Hispanic guy should have been the one to win, because then it would have been like vindication that that's his final opponent.
I think the only story problem that would have made, though, like in real boxing world, that Hispanic guy would have never fought...
Creed?
Creed. Like
He would.
Creed would have never had that opportunity to fight him.
Oh, yes, he would. He would have been like, I remember this little guy. This guy was nothing.
Eventually, he would eventually got there, but the way they did it...
It wouldn't have happened overnight like the way it happened.
Yeah.
But it could have been the exact... They could have done the exact same story. That guy could have been the guy going to jail instead of the British guy.
What was it? Michael B. Jordan?
Like
he's really good.
I feel like that was a missed opportunity in the movie. Maybe. Feel like it would have been better if his final opponent had been the guy that whooped his ass so bad the first time.
Stallone did awesome in that
movie. I was about to say, Stallone did really, really well. But here's my... one of the big spoiler plot lines. I don't know if they really solved that plot line was Rocky. You know what I mean?
That he's dying?
Right. But they never really showed...
That's why when Creed 2 comes out, you'll find out.
He's not in it.
No, he's in it. But he probably will pass away or die before the movie starts.
Maybe. I don't know.
He'll either die off screen or...
And then Milo Ventimiglia or whatever will come back to train him.
why Milo?
No, because he ran off to Chicago or something
He was the Rocky's son in Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Peter Petrelli.
I never saw that. Really? Yeah. All right. So yeah, Creed. I enjoyed it. I just wanted to catch up with
it's
before.
It's in my top five. It would be a very well-made movie.
It would be my top 10 for sure.
All right. So here, I have some other movies just listed here. The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Not my top favorite movies.
It was okay.
Just nothing amazing about it.
Pixels?
Oh. Not even on my radar.
Wow, we watched that here.
Yeah, we did.
It sucked.
Did you really?
There was some redeeming...
I laughed one time in that entire movie.
What was the joke?
I don't remember. It wasn't a memorable joke. I know that it was Peter Dinklage that said it, but that's about all I remember.
There are some movies that no one's really talking about that I think that everyone should see that's from 2015.
We'll get there. I'm just going to go down this list.
Oh, shit. You have a whole list.
I have a list here.
God damn it.
So, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Loved it.
Loved it?
I still haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it either.
It was all right.
I enjoy the Mission Impossible movies.
But my only gripe about it is the big fucking stunt that they were sponsoring happens in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Which one's that?
The airplane stunt.
Oh, yeah.
The one that they used to promote the fucking movie. Right. Happens at the beginning of the movie. And I was like, all right, so I got nothing else to look forward to for the rest of this movie.
They did that a little bit, memory serves. They did that with Mission Impossible 2 as well, because I remember in a lot of the promo stuff for that, it was him mountain climbing, and they were making a big deal out of how...
I hated Mission Impossible 2.
Tom Cruise is actually climbing this mountain.
He really did, though.
Yeah, he really did
jump from rock to rock. Which
he hung off that airplane, too.
Yeah. He almost got hypothermia doing that.
I bet.
It's crazy.
So, moving on, we have to talk about Terminator Genisys.
Haven't watched
Genisys.
It
yet.
Genisys.
I liked it.
They spelled Genisys wrong, so number one.
I liked it. I mean, I didn't think it was anywhere near the best movies of the year or anything.
I think people are harder on it than they really need to be.
Yeah,
I don't think it's nowhere near as bad as people are making it out to be.
I agree. People are overly critical.
It's better than the last.
I haven't watched
Arnold
it.
Is
like
so
I said,
much
I haven't watched
fun.
It yet, but that's what I expected my reaction to be. Was people are being way too hard on this? It's a stupid Terminator movie.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's an excuse for Arnold to shoot people.
And if you try to figure out the timeline, and
your head will explode.
Don't even just watch the movie. Have fun.
I didn't think it was that hard to understand.
But that's been Terminator's thing since the beginning. That's been the whole Terminator jam.
Made sense.
What about San Andreas? Did y'all see that?
I did not see that.
I saw that in the theater, actually.
Yeah, you watched Rock being a beefcake and all
that.
That's
all the Rock. Actually, the Rock is a great actor.
When is he not a great actor?
Though? Exactly right.
I don't think I've seen him in a movie besides Scorpion King that I do not enjoy.
Okay, one movie that I did see recently, I had to watch just to have an opinion about it.
Yeah?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah? Fucktastic Four.
Did you see anybody else see that?
Yeah, I think I talked about it last time I came on the show.
Okay.
It was horrible.
Michael B. Jordan's in that as well. And Miles
if
Teller.
It wasn't
the first half of the movie seems like an okay movie for the sci-fi TV channel. And then the second half of the movie is an absolute train wreck where Dr. Doom is basically running around doing finger guns at people and their heads explode. Yes. Like it's absolutely retarded. It's ridiculous.
Like Sam Raimi, Spider-Man 3 finger guns?
Yes. He's like, ta-da, people's heads are like, boom.
Nice.
It looks good, though. I mean, the movie looks good.
Not really that much. I mean, some of the stuff looks... The scenery on the alternate planet or whatever looks kind of cool, but if you pay attention to the way the thing's drawn sometimes, it's not fully... drawn like there's missing pieces of the thing's body.
The benefit of watching it on an iPad.
Yeah, if you look at the Human Torch, like there's pixels like in his flames, you can see them. Like,
oh, that sucks.
It's really badly CGI'd in a lot of places.
You sure this wasn't the version you were watching?
Oh no, I'm sure because many reviewers have talked about.
Oh, okay.
This
and Kate Mara, whatever, she was just.
None of the actors were really that memorable in that movie.
No,
Michael B. Jordan was probably the most memorable actor in the entire movie.
They didn't give him enough lines, though.
And he, I mean, he wasn't enough to save the movie.
At least his career bounced off of that very
So let's talk about our biggest disappointments.
Biggest disappointments?
I have one more actual favorite.
Okay.
I have a lot of favorites that we're not talking about here.
Let's talk about your favorite.
Deathgasm.
Yes, that was one of mine.
Goddamn amazing.
Right next to that Turbo Kid.
That was
I haven't seen both of those.
I have not watched Turbo Kid yet.
Deathgasm was
surprise hit.
Possibly the most fun I had in a theater this year. I don't know if it I won't necessarily say it was my favorite movie, but it was the most fun I had watching a movie. It was a
fitting and loving tribute.
You know, in Walmart, it's called Metal Apocalypse.
No, it's not.
Yeah, in Walmart they changed the title of the movie.
Yeah, Walmart's been doing that shit for ages, man.
Really?
It's the exact
doesn't
same
surprise
movie,
me
but
at
they
all.
Changed the title to Metal Apocalypse.
Okay, Bill. Our great Instagram guy texted me a picture the other day from fucking Walmart. He's like, "Do you know what this is?" And it was Metal, whatever. What was it called?
Metal Apocalypse.
Metal Apocalypse. And I'm like, "Nope, never heard of that." Heavy Metal Apocalypse. There it is.
Oh, Heavy Metal Apocalypse. There you go.
Let me see.
It's Deathgasm.
Are you sure?
I swear it is. It's the exact same movie.
It is.
Wow. Oh my
Even
God.
The director tweeted it out. He's like, "Hey, it's the same fucking movie. Still buy it."
Wow.
That's just a different title.
Hilarious. It doesn't surprise me at all, but I didn't know.
See,
that.
See, I looked
funny.
At the cover and I didn't look at the characters on the cover, but yeah, that's fucking Deathgasm.
Yeah. Turbo Kid's also like right next to like most fun I had in a movie theater watching.
I didn't watch either one in a theater, but I loved both of them quite a bit.
Turbo Kid is so much fun.
It is really a lot of fun.
And I love how the shirts are wearing on the album on the cover are like made up fake ones.
Oh, really?
Because they couldn't probably get rights to like a real band on there.
Probably.
That's cool that one of my friend's bands was being worn in the film.
Yeah, I remember you showed me that when we were watching it.
Very cool.
Another
movie, if you haven't seen it, two big sums up.
If you haven't seen it and
you're a metalhead,
and if you're listening to the show, chances are you are. If you're a metalhead and you like old Sam Raimi horror movies,
yes,
go watch this
or
fucking
Peter
movie.
Jackson movies, old school Peter Jackson.
Old, yeah, that too. Yeah.
If you enjoyed Mad Max, you'll enjoy Turbo Kid.
Oh yeah, that too.
Because it's very similar, but it's like much more lighthearted.
In the near future of 1977 or 1997.
Nice. Any other movies on your list?
Ex Machina.
I haven't
probably
seen
the
that yet.
Smartest science fiction movie that came out.
Was it good?
It was like my number six.
I was really anticipating that one. I haven't watched it yet. I was really anticipating it though because it looked like, hey, this is going to be some clever science fiction shit. I'm totally into that. But I heard bad things about it.
Really?
Yeah,
I heard bad things about it too.
Dude, it's a total mindfuck of a movie. It really makes you like rethink like what artificial intelligence could be.
Well, you question everything the whole time you're watching that movie.
Yeah.
You don't know who's who. You don't know what Oscar Isaac's agenda really is, and when you start to kind of figure things out, you don't know if you can trust the android.
No, Oscar Isaac, man, that guy's having a phenomenal year.
He's going to have a big career, I think.
He's already had one.
Yeah.
he's in the middle of
Ex Machina is definitely worth seeing.
I'm going to check that out.
It's definitely on one of my next to watch movies.
Yeah, it's good.
Another one was Black Sea with Jude Law.
What? Never heard of that.
It's where these guys, they take a submarine and they go into water to find Nazi gold, and everything that could go wrong does go wrong while they're trying to get...
And madness ensues.
Yeah, it's great. It's a high-intensity, like, modern-day Das Boot kind of, just without the war.
Huh. Never heard of it.
I never heard of that one either.
Yeah, it's good. Check it out.
Anything else on your list?
I'm sure there is, but we can move on if we need to.
What about you guys?
I think I covered mine. I didn't see a whole lot of movies this year. I don't make it out follows. To the theater often.
It was a good.
I still haven't seen it.
It was a good year for movies.
Yeah, it's just like when it comes to blockbusters, not that great, but a lot of like silent hits.
So I sort of pulled a list of some of the most anticipated movies of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of these movies.
Yeah.
Deadpool. Duh. Let's move on. We don't have to.
Everyone's excited.
Everybody's excited for Deadpool.
It's going to be next year's 50 Shades of Grey. Everybody's going to take their dates for Valentine's Day to see it.
I am.
I'm sure we'll have a much better time.
And probably still get laid afterwards, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully the sex scenes are better in Deadpool.
I haven't seen 50 Shades of Grey.
They'd have to be. That movie is so boring.
That's right. You did get to go see it. You went and saw that.
God. Like, my wife begged me to go see it. I was like, I don't want to go see 50 Shades of Grey. And she's like, please, I really want to see it. And I was like, all right, fine. So we go there, and the parking lot is the fullest I've ever seen it. We drove around for 45 minutes before I found a parking space, and then we go in to watch the damn movie, and it was horrendously boring. Like, I haven't seen a movie this boring since Dragon Wars. Like, I was watching it just
Dragon Wars?
Falling asleep. You ever seen that? Don't watch it. It sucks.
Okay.
I'm going off tangent, but the trailer for Dragon Wars, these two massive dragons fighting above New York City and all these people running in chaos.
I've seen the cover.
That's 8 seconds of the
that
movie.
That went to theaters?
Yeah, that's like 8 seconds of the movie. The rest of it is people standing around talking, and it's just boring as shit. It's horrible. 50 Shades of Grey is basically the same thing. Like, there's no real BDSM in the movie. It's a joke. Like, the Red Room of Pain, every single scene is basically he ties her up with like a rope or a necktie or some handcuffs or whatever, and then he goes down on her and then he fucks her, and that's like it.
Yeah.
Watch your language.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. That happens like 7 times.
That's it?
That's it. There's nothing more explicit than that. You see her butt a couple times.
They should have just made a porn.
You see her boobs a couple times. You see his ass a couple times. And that's it. That's
no dick shots or anything?
Nope, like that's what everybody's so afraid of. Like, these really tame sex scenes and...
It's like Cinemax.
Horrible, horrible dialogue.
I hear their chemistry was, like, really bad.
And that, too. Like, they did not work together at all. None of the actors did a good job. It's a train wreck of a movie. It sucks ass.
Train wreck? That was a funny movie.
I did enjoy Train Wreck.
I did, too.
I didn't see that yet.
Way more
than
it
was actually funny.
Yeah.
That's a better comedy than The Martian, but not a... I'm glad The Martian won.
The Martian had to win.
Yeah. So, bottom line... Don't see 50 Shades of Grey. It's a piece of shit.
Oh, we forgot to say my disappointed movie, biggest disappointment, was Spectre.
Yeah, mine too.
It wasn't Fantastic Four?
I wasn't excited for Fantastic Four.
I was going to say, you probably knew before going
I knew in. Before watching it that it was going to be bad.
Yeah,
I guess
that's true.
I didn't hype it up. Okay, so moving back to 2016, what do you guys think of Independence Day Resurgence?
You know, I watched the trailer, and I was like... This looks fun.
I want to go see it in the theater. It'll be fun.
Meh.
Does it need to be made? No, probably not. But eh.
I really wish Will Smith would have came back.
Yeah, though. I think I'd be more excited about it if.
But
he
we
was
got
there.
Goldblum. Come on, Jeff, the Goldblum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wish Will Smith was in the movie.
You got Bill Pullman too, right?
Yeah,
he's back.
But apparently,
this time he has a crazy beard.
He looks like he dies pretty soon from the trailer. I don't know.
I'd rather see a Mars Attack sequel, I think.
All right, so
that would be fun.
I would rather see a Mars Attack sequel as well, but Independence Day sequel looks kind of fun too.
Yeah,
so. I'll go see it. I mean, Mars Attack sequel would be great.
Yes,
but not with modern Tim Burton directing it.
No, because then it would be like crappy Alice in Wonderland looking.
All the aliens are Johnny Depp. That might actually be like pretty horrific. They're all just like wandering around,
like different variations.
Where's the rum?
Where's me rum, matey? All right, so Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice. I've seen it already in the trailer.
Every time a new trailer comes out, my excitement gets slower and lower.
Those trailers are fucking horrific.
Have you seen the new teaser where Batman drives into Superman?
Yes, I have.
Like, what the fuck do you think is going to happen, yo? You see him do amazing things. He's taking down buildings. You don't think your car is not going to get fucked up in the process?
I'm tentatively excited for this movie, just because I like superhero movies.
I do too, but...
I think my anticipation for this is actually higher than it was for Avengers 2.
Will I go see it?
But it's much, much, much lower than it is for Deadpool.
Yeah.
I
think Deadpool's going to be actually... we know what to expect as Deadpool.
Well, I've read the script that got leaked a few years ago, and the trailers and stuff are very close to the script. I mean... Some things have been changed for sure, but if they stay even kind of close to what I read, it's going to be great.
In Batman v Superman, I think what they're going to do is like the last 10 minutes, they're going to go, oh, look, here's a bunch of fucking characters for our new movies.
No, I don't think that's what happens.
You
know? From what I've read, I don't think that's what happens.
Okay.
Well, like, Aquaman is like the catalyst for bringing in Wonder Woman into the story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So not they don't decide at the very end, hey, let's put a band together.
I think the only throw in they put in there is the Flash, because he's like a red blur in the distance or whatever.
So what about the Doomsday character being Zod?
I hate that idea.
That's a horrible idea.
I don't even think it's Doomsday.
Like, I think it is Doomsday.
I really don't. There's a character that was recently introduced in Superman Unchained. I think his name's
that sounds like a porno too.
I think his name's Alpha. Because Doomsday does not have the ability to shoot laser beams out of his eyes.
No.
All he is super strong, and he's like the Hulk. He gets stronger and stronger the longer you fight him, and he can never be defeated the same way twice because he learns from however he got beat and becomes resistant to it. So the character we're seeing there is very similar to this character Alpha, I think that's his name, from Superman Unchained, who's like Doomsday. He has these little platelets that stick out of his body. He also has laser beams. He can kind of fly, and he's super strong. It wouldn't be a stretch for them to do that, change Zod into that character. Making him Doomsday doesn't really fit, because it's the same thing they did to Deadpool in Wolverine Origins, giving him a bunch of powers. Next thing you know, he's going to be teleporting around, shooting laser beams.
It will happen.
Without the ability to speak.
Right,
exactly what's going
to
happen.
The other possibility is that it's going to be Darkseid, which is even worse.
No.
Because Darkseid's supposed to show up.
There are some Darkseid references in the trailer, though.
He's supposed to show up in the movie. We're supposed to see Darkseid in Dawn of Justice, because
Batman has a nightmare, and there are like some bug-like creatures that are like Darkseid's minions.
Oh, right? Yeah?
We are supposed to see Darkseid, a glimpse of him at least, kind of like we saw Thanos at the end of Avengers. I'm really hoping that this character we're seeing them fighting against is not Darkseid.
It comes out like in March, right?
Yeah.
So we're not that far away from that one.
So does Daredevil season 2.
Yes.
I'm more excited for that.
I am too.
I have been anti-Batman v Superman from the beginning, and the more I find out about it, the more I feel justified in...
Dawn of Justified?
I just want to be... Yeah. I want to be pleasantly wrong about this movie.
I don't know if you will.
I want it to be, like, good, but...
We'll reconvene in a few months, and we'll be like,
feelings are saying, man,
I think there's
going to
be some good spectacle in it.
Yeah.
And the story is going to be a fucking train wreck, and they're going to try to do too much with this movie.
I also feel like Zack Snyder doesn't understand who Batman is.
Well, DC's track record is not the best. We can all agree on that. So
agreed.
I think all we
cartoons,
can do is,
yes.
Okay.
Live action.
Like
no.
From the new trailer though, there's a part where like Superman flies away and Batman's still talking. Like he's like, "Do you bleed?" And then Superman flies away. He's like, "You will." Batman would never do that. I'm just saying. He would never talk to him as he's flying away.
But he has super hearing. You can hear him still.
I don't know. It's just not a very Batman-y thing for him to do. Into him with a car is also
Wouldn't do?
Be Ben Affleck.
Be Ben Affleck.
So. I don't know. Ben Affleck looks pretty convincing as Batman.
I'm actually not that.
He looks kind of roided out, but he looks fucking huge.
He's been working out a lot. Yeah.
All right, so moving on. Next big superhero movie of the year,
Assassin's Creed.
I moved.
That comes out next year.
Captain America: Civil War.
That looks really good.
I'm excited for that one.
Captain America 2 was great.
Yes, it was. Captain America 2 may be my favorite Marvel.
It might be the best superhero movie we've gotten so far. Honestly, Civil War looks really good. It does look a little strange that you know, you read the Civil War comics and it's half of the Marvel Universe versus the other half of the Marvel Universe, and then you look at the movie and it's like six guys versus six guys.
Well, in the cinematic universe, that's all the characters we really have.
Exactly.
So that makes sense.
Exactly.
And they're introducing new characters, though. You know, you have Black Panther finally making it in, and you have
characters. And Ant-Man's riding on Hawk's fucking bow and arrow. That's fucking
cool. But it's from the spoiler, it's not just Ant-Man in the movie, too.
Yeah, we're gonna see, well, it's the same guy.
Well, same guy, but different character, sort of. I don't want to spoil it too much. But it's been spoiled by the toys already.
Yeah, pin particles work both ways.
They do. Let's just say that.
So does Yellow Jacket come back?
Not Yellow Jacket.
Oh, the chick?
If Ant-Man can shrink, he can also grow. Let's just say that.
His penis?
Yes. Yeah. That's why pin particles were created, was to...
to enlarge penises.
It's a miracle penis growth.
Now we know why Michael Douglas
was like, oh yeah.
You're not getting this formula from me. It's mine.
Cured my throat cancer. Let's see what we can do next.
Okay, so it's going to be good no matter what, I hope.
Civil War?
Yeah, it's with the Russo brothers directing that, right?
Well, they basically became the new Joss Whedon of the Marvel
Universe. Joss Whedon didn't do it anymore.
Well, he kind of quit in the middle of Avengers, and kind of why it fucking sucked.
Pretty much. That's probably is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, at the time, the studio head was being extremely difficult, too.
But he's gone now, too.
And there's a new studio head, so... Yep.
New studio head. It's now Feige's head.
Yeah.
Now Feige's head. He's in control. He knows what's up.
Feige was the guy that was behind the first Iron Man movie. Like, he's really into making the movies as good as possible.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Spending how much money they can to make them better.
Yeah.
So
I have really high hopes for it.
All right, so moving on. We did mention Assassin's Creed with Michael Fassbender.
I have not seen any footage.
I don't know anything I've seen about a picture. This movie.
I've seen a little.
One picture.
What storyline are we going to follow?
It's a new character. It's his own story. It takes place in France, I think.
Is it?
I think so. France or England?
Movies based on video games are rarely great.
They could do something good with that movie, though, I think.
They could do something good with it, or we could get Doom.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Finding
they got
Dory.
Really, like, Class A talent on that movie, though. Like,
they had The Rock in Doom.
He wasn't Class A talent at that time.
Not back then, no.
Like, Michael Fassbender.
Carl Urban was in Doom, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I really like him.
Dread, motherfucker. So.
Did you hear this possibility that Dread might become a Netflix series?
I don't think that's real.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn it. I was hoping
that
was real.
I've seen that.
I know that people have like petitioned or campaigned for that, but
That'd be great, though.
I haven't seen anything that says that there's any traction.
All right, so moving on to a couple more superhero movies. We have X-Men Apocalypse coming out soon.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Looks good.
I didn't watch the trailer for it.
The new trailer looks good.
I mean, Archangel looks way too cartoony, in my opinion. Oscar Isaac looks great as Apocalypse. Like in the initial pictures, he looked very Ivan Ooze style, but he looks more like Apocalypse as time's gone by.
I think is that picture. There's like it must have been like a purple light,
just weird lighting or something. Yeah. I think Olivia Munn. I've seen some of her training stuff.
Yeah.
And she looks good as Psylocke. She's actually like really good.
She looks good at anything.
Yeah, she's a really good casting choice for that character.
Yes, she is.
Archangel, I'm kind of stuck with, though, because I keep seeing that trailer, and he just looks very cartoony.
What about that chick from Game of Thrones playing Jean Grey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I Sansa's my least favorite character in the entire Song of Ice and Fire storyline, and they picked, like, the most horrible actress for her, too, like, on the show.
Oh, you don't like her?
I don't like her at all.
What do you think of her as Jean Grey? She looks the part.
I mean, she's a redhead, sure. Like,
that's about it. She's a redhead. That's all like that, she has
that's
going
why
for
she,
her.
Sophie Turner, that's why she got picked, because she's a redhead. I watched some other movie she was in last year that came out where she was like an assassin. She went to some assassin school.
Oh, wow.
And it was
that
just,
sounds bad.
No, it was a piece of shit. It was horrible. I can't remember.
Why do you watch these piece of shit movies?
I watch a lot of B-movies and straight-to-DVD movies and stuff. Just
I can tell.
I have a lot of free time at work, so I'm trying to fill the holes.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh. All right,
Sophie Turner. It was a mistake.
Doctor Strange?
Yes.
I'm excited.
The picture of Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange it's spot on. It's perfect.
The more things I hear about this movie, the more excited I get.
My wife is in there playing Assassin's Creed, right? As soon as we said the word Benedict Cumberbatch, she takes off her headphones. She's like, I gotta listen to this.
That was my call. If I'll point that out.
Yeah, you
that
did.
That was my casting
you did
choice.
Pull that.
And I said I didn't know if they were gonna do it because he was so everywhere at the time. But that I felt like he'd be a great choice for that character.
Did y'all ever see The Abominable Bride?
It looks good.
We did. I did see that.
Yeah, what'd y'all think?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was a little freaky in parts, a little weird the way the story went, but...
Yeah, I thought it was pitch perfect. I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot.
That's the Sherlock movie, by the way,
yeah,
if you don't know.
The mini the Christmas special, I guess.
Episode, like a two-hour episode.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Every episode of Sherlock is movie.
It's a movie, though, so. Yeah. And like that same, the next night we watched the last Hobbit movie. So we saw them.
Battle of the Five Armies?
Yeah, the Battle of the Five. We watched the extended edition, so we got to see them reconnect in a different way.
Sex-wise?
No.
Oh.
Smaug.
I hope they don't have sex. Sex-wise thing even worse.
Yeah, I was like,
what? Come here, little hobbits.
Yeah. How does a hobbit and a dragon have sex?
Dude, the hobbit is
very painfully.
Yeah.
He gets very carefully.
The dragon has to catch.
With the hobbit just walks
in there.
That's
how Beowulf started. That's how the movie Beowulf started.
It walks in and jacks.
Oh my god. We're taking a weird, strange turn.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All
right. He is speechless, guys. You're really speechless.
Actually, I would think that a dragon would have a cloaca.
What?
Probably.
So, a cloaca. That's the...
Is that a dragon vagina?
That's a, like a reptile genital.
Yeah.
Mm.
So.
Okay. Where would that be located on a dragon? You care to enlighten
it will
this?
Be inside the tail until the time for mating comes, at which point it will come out and look really, really disgusting.
You can't see
it's
my
like
face
that glow,
right now,
it's like that it's, glowy part. They can only that's the only place they can hurt him, like in a video game.
Or in Dragonheart with Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Or in... That particular Hobbit movie Gordon. Where he had a scale that was missing?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. He did have a scale.
All right, so let's move on to some other movies. We have to talk about this one.
We have to?
Oh, we didn't talk about Finding Dory. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know yet.
I didn't like Finding Nemo,
too late.
So...
I liked Finding Nemo, but...
I can't stand Ellen DeGeneres' voice, so I'm probably not going to watch Finding Dory.
I don't think you're the...
You're not,
I'm not the target audience.
Yeah. No. Ghostbusters.
Fuck Melissa McCarthy.
But she's lost weight.
So,
okay,
what does it matter?
She's loud and obnoxious and not funny at all.
Just because she lost weight doesn't mean she... Exactly. I like her. I think she's funny, so...
I do not
think she's funny.
We'll just agree to disagree on
I
that
think,
one.
I think
the
Leslie
only movie
Jones,
she was good in was Bridesmaids.
Leslie Jones is loud and obnoxious and funny. Like, you watched that? The tall black girl?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's very loud, very
she's
obnoxious.
She's in Ghostbusters.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's the loud, obnoxious, funny one in the movie. So what is Melissa McCarthy's role?
She's the white version of her.
There's not two Rays in Ghostbusters. There's a Ray and a Winston.
Well, the Winston's going to be a little bit more louder this time.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I refuse to see this movie in the theater just because of Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, my God.
I like everybody else. I like
just,
Kristen Wiig.
I don't like the fact that it's a shtick. Like, it's not a plot device or anything like that. They're really doing the gender swap as a shtick.
That has always kind of bothered me about it. I don't really have strong opinions about this movie, but I also am totally uninterested in it.
It's Bridesmaids
like, I don't
versus
care.
Ghosts.
I have no problem with the fact that they're female Ghostbusters. I like three of the casting choices.
I don't either. That's fine. It just the whole... That's A-okay with me. No problem there. It's just that the whole thing
it
has felt
gimmicky.
So gimmicky. Yeah.
It is very gimmicky.
And it's Paul Feig. Or not Paul Feig. What the hell is his name?
Paul Feig?
Whatever.
Feige.
I don't like any of his movies.
Any of them?
I don't think he's made a movie that I enjoyed.
Hmm.
Like, Heat was... Like, they keep sponsoring that he... Oh, he made Heat. I hated that fucking movie.
Which one was Heat?
It was Sandra Bullock and...
It was, like, way back in the
Melissa McCarthy.
No, no, not Heat, the old one.
Oh, the...
Not the Michael Mann movie.
No, I love that movie.
No, that Melissa McCarthy movie is a piece of shit, too.
Fuck yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Everything Melissa McCarthy touches is a piece of shit. I don't know how she keeps getting to work with great actors, too. It's like Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman. Melissa McCarthy and what's her name?
Because she's a funny, fat white woman. But now
she's not
fat
funny.
And...
She's just loud.
So, now
she's
we figured out George hates metal and Justin hates Melissa McCarthy.
That's not a secret. I've been yelling that for like a year and a half.
All right, so moving on to other hopefully movies that are not going to suck. Star Trek Beyond, written by
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg, thank you.
I didn't realize that
he actually wrote
it. He wrote it and produced it. Fast and Furious 7 director is directing it.
So that sort of scares me.
So it's going to be too fast, too Star Trek-y.
Perhaps.
Well,
it's already too Star Trek-y.
The initial trailer really played that up as well, and it was kind of an offense, I think, to a lot of Star Trek fans.
Why does Kirk have a motorcycle on some random planet?
There's a fan recut out there that plays like a orchestra type music.
Does it have the Beastie Boys?
No. It takes that out. And it also like takes out... It paces the trailer a little bit better, so it doesn't look like an action-packed movie. Mm-hmm. It just looks like a movie with action sequences.
Well,
and that's what really I think the movie is.
And Simon Pegg came out after the trailer came out and was like, the trailer really doesn't show what this movie is. And I never really thought it did. I saw what they were doing was they were like, hey, we have... You know, Fast and Furious director, you know, but these Star Trek movies have been very action packed. They have been very high energy. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, yeah, we're continuing with this thing.
That's all Star Trek fans complain about. I was like, fuck, where's my boring shit? Where's my bureaucracy and red tape and discovery?
I like them because I think they've gotten all the characters down pretty well.
I think Bones is fun.
He's one of my, that, again, Carl Urban.
Yeah, Carl
Urban as Bones is. Pitch excellent.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Although Star Trek friends will say he's too crotchety.
The modern Star Trek movies, the reboots, the casting is in it, it's pretty perfect.
But you have to admit, Star Trek 2 sucked, though, right?
I'm not a Star Trek fan.
Star Trek 2 kind of sucked, right? The new one.
I liked
Star Trek Into Darkness.
I enjoyed it.
But see, I'm not a Star Trek guy, so I enjoy the new.
But yeah, but the storyline still doesn't make sense. Like when you watch it.
Do any movies storylines ever make sense?
Yes, they should. Which ones? Normally, they do. What do you mean, which ones?
Which movie makes sense to you?
I don't know. Grab one of the few that I mentioned, and yeah, they fucking make
Fantastic
sense.
Fantastic Four.
I don't know. I didn't see that one. Okay, moving
on. It makes sense. It's just not good.
I'm less hopeful for this Star Trek movie, but I'm still excited about it, and I'll still go see it, it to be fun.
It's a fun Star Trek movie. I'll go see it. Like, worst case scenario, I think it's good, but not great. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't hate Into Darkness, but I didn't think it was, like, perfect either. There was a lot of flaws.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch's thing was kind of lame, and also hearing Spock say Khan didn't feel right.
Yeah, that felt a little forced.
Yeah.
So let's go into what do you think? A couple of movies that are coming out soon. Have you seen the trailer for The Fifth Wave?
I don't care to see that.
Yeah, really? I'm not interested.
Yeah. The trailer made it look good.
Did it?
Yeah.
The trailer kind of like convinced me not to see it.
Really.
If you would have told me the premise, I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of good. But then I saw the trailer. I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch this.
I feel like, well, and there's a reason for this, but I feel like if I was 14 years old, I'd want to go see this movie.
It feels like another...
Well, it is based on a kid's book.
That's what I'm
right?
saying.
It feels like another kid's book being turned into a movie. Yeah.
What about Zoolander 2 or 200 Lander?
I will go see
me too.
2 Lander. Absolutely. 2 Lander.
That looks...
Of course.
I hope it's really, really funny.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you like the first movie?
It was okay. It's fun. I'll watch it on TV every now and then.
It's
just,
it's one of those that's so, like, highly quotable and shit.
Will Ferrell's track record has been really bad lately, though.
Yes, it has.
There's some, Ratchet and Clank. They're making a movie.
I actually want to see that.
I do, too.
I don't know shit about Ratchet and Clank.
I never played the game, really?
Then you're the perfect person to see the
Ratchet and Clank is one of my favorite game series ever. Love that series.
But the guys who developed the game wrote the movie. Yes. So that's what.
And there's a new game coming out too.
Yeah, well, it's mirroring the movie.
Maybe.
That's what I understand.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm happy either way.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Let's talk about some sort of Disney stuff. The Jungle Book, the live action Jungle Book.
I want to see it.
I don't know. I enjoyed the trailer.
We don't know the tone of like the way they're going to be talking though. It's weird.
Right.
Anytime you have talking animals, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
At least in a live action movie.
I like the fact that King Louie was like so monstrously big.
Yeah. And Baloo is what, Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty.
It's basically the Disney version of the movie without all the singing. I mean, that's how I'm taking it.
I'm sure there's going to be something.
There might be some singing in it.
I don't think there's any singing in
this
movie.
They reference the Bare Necessities.
He whistles. Yeah, he whistles. He whistles, but I don't think there's going to be any singing in this movie.
There's another one. What, Moana coming out sometime in the end of the
year? Looking forward to that a lot
the
more.
The Hawaiian one?
Yeah, yeah. You know what it looks like to me? It looks like the one of the Zelda games, the
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker. Thank you. The design of that movie looks like Wind Waker. It
looks very tribal to me.
I know nothing about it.
They're doing a South Pacific princess story, and she has to like go out on an adventure.
Big Disney animated princess movie. Okay, yeah.
But it's Frozen. Very different in tone from your princess movies because she has to like go out on her own and prove herself. Like
does Brave. That mean the rock's gonna start?
Isn't that kind of how it's been the last few?
Like Brave,
years?
It's right?
been yeah, more recently. Yeah,
ever since the one with the girl who was an archer, whatever that was.
Brave.
Now that was Pixar, and that was Brave, and she's not.
Moana's not Pixar? Is it Disney?
No, it's Disney.
It's Disney really? Animated. No, it's Pixar.
I thought it was Pixar.
No, it's Pixar, dude.
That doesn't seem right to me.
And I'm pretty sure it's
you're right,
Pixar.
Because all the early princess movies were about, I need a man to save me. I need Prince Charming to save me. Now it's all...
They changed
all
it ever since Tangled came out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is good. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good thing. Just...
Sure, why not?
Like, I'm an adult male with... like a million action movies to see, so I'm probably not going to watch the Disney princess movies.
Action movies.
The but Rock's in it.
Yeah.
I didn't see San Andreas either, so...
Does that mean The Rock's going to sing in this movie?
I don't think it is. It's not a Pixar movie. It is a Disney distributed movie.
Don't question me.
I don't believe
it. You know your shit.
He's wrong.
I know my Disney shit, man.
He's wrong,
me.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. More so, like I said, than Jungle. The thing about the Jungle Book, just go back for that for one second, is I am not enjoying this trend of live action Disney movie.
Why? What is this trend?
I don't know what's going
on?
Remaking all the old school animated movies?
Yeah. I mean, not going to stand like Maleficent.
I heard Cinderella was actually pretty good.
It was okay.
That's what I heard.
But it was okay, but completely unnecessary.
They're doing what? Beauty and the Beast. They did Cinderella. They did Maleficent. They're doing Jungle Book. They're doing... What else are they doing?
Aladdin could be kind of cool, though.
I would love to see an Arabian Nights
I would just
Nights
like to see
movie.
the way they do the genie.
Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be awesome, though. Like a real Arabian Nights movie? That would be great.
How does the genie work, though?
He can't be big and blue.
He can't be Robin Williams.
No.
No. They should get, like, Shaq or something.
What about... Okay.
they made that movie, remember?
Oh, yeah, they did make that movie.
Yeah,
holy shit, I forgot about that.
What do you guys think about Zootopia?
That actually looks really fun.
I'm not sure yet.
I saw the trailer they put out with...
With the sloths was really funny. And, like, because that was before Star Wars.
Right.
And so the theater was packed, you know... Everybody was laughing at that. Like, the adults were laughing, the kids were laughing, everybody thought it was funny. I'm like, okay, this is really the first thing I've seen about this movie. I'm enjoying this, but overall I'm not sure what to expect from it. So
hell's yes.
I know nothing about it.
It looks good.
Comes out, that's a sooner than later movie, isn't it?
Comes out this summer, I think.
Is it before? I thought it was before summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I mean, just going down this list, there's a lot of good fucking movies coming out this year.
You are skipping over some major ones that are coming out.
Like what?
Rogue One comes out.
I never heard of that.
Does.
What is that?
Star Wars Rogue One?
The first Star Wars spinoff.
I'm joking.
We're not going to talk about Star Wars.
No, we weren't going to talk about Force Awakens. This is Rogue One.
Okay, fine. Different we'll talk movie. About Rogue One, a Star Wars story, which I'm not a fan of that.
Apparently, there's a rumor that the Rogue One and Han Solo movie are going to all be like a trilogy on its own kind of deal.
But, I mean,
those movies are going to connect together. I think that's why they're rushing to pick out a Han Solo so he can make a cameo appearance in Rogue One.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the young Han Solo kind of thing.
Have you seen the casting choices?
Yeah. I mean,
there's a couple of interesting
movies. Who do you think, out of those, the eight people that they picked out, who do y'all like?
I don't remember names. They're all young
Miles
actors.
Teller was one of them.
No, I don't know enough about him.
Oh, I mean,
which is
great.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't think he looks the part.
I don't think he looks the part either.
And Dave Franco was one of them.
Dave Franco, I feel like, kind of looks the part.
But he's not a good actor.
That's true. On both counts.
Clint Eastwood's youngest son, Scott Eastwood, who kind of looks like a young Harrison Ford.
Sort of. I don't know.
Acting chops for one in the family, hopefully.
I don't know who he is, really, though. And, like, I didn't know who he was before I read the article.
And I just don't want us to come up with another Shia LaBeouf situation.
The picture they had of him, he looked too old to me.
And well, he is pretty old. He's like he's in his late 20s.
That's not pretty old. That's the range that they need. But he looked older than
The rest of the people that they're looking at.
No, he looked, to me, it would maybe have just been that one photo, but he looked older than, even if he's not actually, he looked older than the age range that they were looking for.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list here. Dave Franco, yeah, Jack Rayner, don't know who he is. Logan Lerman? Blake Jenner? Is that a Jenner?
No, I don't think he has to do with anything of the Kardashian family.
So Miles Teller, he was in Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. he was Mr. Fantastic. He's a great actor. I love him in that movie Whiplash, but he's not a good choice for Harrison Ford.
Ansel Elgort? What a name. Fault in Our Stars, okay. Eh. Anyway, I don't know.
Rogue One sounds like it's going to be amazing. The guy who directed Godzilla is directing this one.
What's his name?
Gareth Edwards.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And they announced what 2020 is going to be the Boba Fett movie. They confirmed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yes.
I think that'll go over a lot easier than the Han Solo movie will.
Well, I think the Boba Fett and Han Solo movie are the same, aren't they?
I saw something.
It's like slated as Han Solo slash Boba Fett.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I saw that took me off guard, but I saw that the other day too, and I went, is that the same movie? And
I'm pretty sure it is.
So, yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
But they had also talked about that early on, that they were going to use the Han Solo movie to explain some Boba background Fett. Between him and Boba Fett.
That would make sense.
So,
all right.
Yeah. Let's see what other movies that I am excited for 2016. This movie called Triple Nine.
Never heard of it.
It's a like a heist movie, and it has... that dude from Breaking Bad.
Bryan Cranston?
No, the other one.
Aaron Paul.
He's in it.
Okay.
Has a shitload of other people in it. Casey Affleck.
I thought his career was over after Need for Speed.
Norman Reedus is in this.
Oh, that doesn't
say too much.
Kate Winslet, Woody Harrelson, Clifton Collins, and Anthony Mackie, who plays...
Falcon.
Huh?
Falcon.
Yeah, Falcon.
You had me at Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. The trailer looked really good, and it's from the director, John Hillcoat.
Who's that?
He's made another movie that I remember. Lawless and The Road.
Oh, The Road was good.
Those are both good.
Yeah.
All right, so I pulled up the Star Wars thing. Okay, so December 16th, 2016, we have Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Director is Gareth Edwards. May 26th, 2017, we have Episode 8, which is Rian Johnson directing. May 25th, 2018, Star Wars Anthology, Han Solo. Director is Phil Lord and Chris Miller. That's fucking great.
The other ones are doing the Han Solo movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
2019 is Star Wars Episode 9, director Colin Trevorrow, which is the director from Jurassic World.
Right.
And 2020 is Star Wars Anthology, Boba Fett. So there's two separate movies, a Han Solo movie and a Boba Fett movie.
I saw a graphic that had them in the same title.
Really? So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we must have seen the same thing.
I'm sure they're both being each other's movies. So.
And also another movie I'm looking forward to for next year is Hail Caesar, Coen Brothers' new movie.
That comes out soon.
Yeah.
That looks really funny.
And then Shane Black's new movie, The Nice Guys.
Yeah.
Looks like it has Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling is his name. And it's like it's pretty much like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, but it takes place in 1970s.
Very cool.
And it looks like Shane Black went back to his true-to-form Lethal Weapon style of writing and filmmaking instead of that crappy Iron Man 3 that we got.
So that brings us to the end of our 2015 discussion of just movies.
That's a shitload of movies.
That's a shitload of movies, man. There's a lot of good movies coming up. And we had, hopefully, 2016 will be a stellar year for movies. Not everything will be a dud, but we don't know.
There's a lot of movies coming out, so.
There really is. So thanks for tuning in. We have a couple things before we go. First of all, if you wanted to go to the movies, but you wanted to listen to really good music in your ears while you're doing it, how would you do that?
Hold on, let me make sure we're understanding what you're saying here. You're saying you're going to go to the movies.
Right, listen to music.
But while you're going to listen to music while you're watching a movie.
Exactly right. What would you
do? Are you in the movie theater?
You're in a silent film.
It is a silent film. That's right.
Okay.
And you want to listen to some good music while you're watching the movie.
I guess you would have to have some really good headphones for this.
That's exactly right. Where could I get some really good headphones?
Well,
Best Buy.
No, besides Best Buy.
You know,
Walmart.
No,
Amazon.
Okay, besides Amazon.
Best place to get it is tweakedaudio.com.
Where?
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Tweakedaudio.com? What's that?
It's a really awesome website where you get some really awesome headphones.
Elaborate?
As about as far as I can get you right now.
So if I wanted to save money, could I save money on my headphones?
Of course you could.
How much?
You could save up to 33%, I believe.
Wow. What if I don't want to pay for shipping? Fuck paying for shipping.
Who pays for shipping anymore?
Not me.
That's a thing of the past.
I pay for Prime shipping.
Yeah, that's a thing of the past.
Exactly.
With this website.
So I don't have to pay for shipping?
No. And why would you?
What if they break?
They give you a lifetime warranty, not Metal Geeks.
Right.
Let's correct that real quick. They will give you a lifetime warranty. Don't call
us. Don't send your broken headphones.
We will just look at them and throw it in.
Hey, Kerry.
Now, George said it, so we're going to George now. Hey, fix this shit, man. So, exactly right.
George hates headphones. God damn it.
The Metal Geeks guarantee is that if you bring us your broken headphones, we'll say, that sucks, bro.
Sorry about
that's the Metal Geeks
guarantee.
Sad
story, bro.
So, of course, go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code MetalGeeks. You're going to save 33% off your order, free shipping, and a lifetime guarantee.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Yay, sponsor.
What he said.
Everybody say, I love you, sponsor.
I love you, sponsor.
Me too.
That's not what I said.
Oh, no?
No. You can't just say me too.
Ditto?
Okay, that works too. Okay,
great.
You say, I feel the same exact
way. Sponsor, I love me. What?
What?
I got it backwards. I'm sorry.
Sponsors love me?
Sponsors love me.
They do.
They do.
I forgot to mention that the free shipping is anywhere worldwide as well. So
that's true.
You can send your headphones anywhere.
So for our international listeners.
And they ship very quickly, too. You should get them within a week.
If you say, I love you, your headphones should say, I know back to you. Star Wars reference. It's funny. Okay. So thanks for tuning into our 2015 movie rewind. Let's see where you can find us all over the interwebs. First of all, you can find us at metalgeeks.net. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, all at Metal Geeks.
That's right.
You can find us on iTunes. Search for Metal Geeks or MSRcast. You'll find both of us there, which is, of course, MSRcast is our sister podcast, which is all heavy metal based. And we are planning our 2015 extended coverage of the best albums of the year.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of shit right there.
Is there a lot of music that came out?
A lot of good music. Yeah. A lot of good music.
I don't know any of it.
You will.
That's why I listen to the show, guys. So I can educate myself.
One of the things I don't know if we've discussed it on the show, but January 31st, it's the launch of Metal Onslaught Radio. If you've been to Metal Onslaught Magazine, it's a really cool heavy metal website. And they're launching a radio site. Both Metal Geeks and MSRcast are going to be featured on there. I don't know the schedule exactly.
I think we're on Thursdays.
Maybe.
Or Wednesdays.
Yeah, we're two couple different days, but it's a lot of great shows that are going to be playing on there. So I'm excited for that.
Yes.
You can also find us, again, on The Blast Syndicate, which is a really cool collection of heavy metal podcasts. Pod Bros, Houston Nerdcasting Collective, Altness.com, Lightning Radio, which I don't even know what. I think we're still Saturday nights on that show.
Actually, Lightning Radio has gone defunct.
Has it really now?
Yeah, Clarissa shut it all down, so that's no longer a site.
So you cannot find us on Lightning Radio.
Lightning Radio no longer exists, everyone.
I wish I was told that before.
Sorry.
That'd have been
great. You have been warned.
I didn't find out until I tried to send her an episode, and she was like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess.
Okay.
What if it's only for him, though?
So instead of Lightning Radio, you can find us on Metal Onslaught Radio. That's better, because that's real.
It's a real website.
It's a real thing. Of course, nerdbong.com and esopodcast.com. It's a lot of places.
Good thing you have that memorized.
It's a good thing I have it pulled up on my computer right here. So, thanks for tuning in. I guess we have one last thing to say.
As always, guys.
You can find me at Comical Podcast.
That's right.
That's not the last thing to say.
That's what we were going to say.
Yeah. I was like, that was the last thing.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Justin.
Perfect.
Okay, go ahead.
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Comical Podcast or on my website, comicalpodcast.com. My show is also on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all the places where.
Not Lightning Radio.
Not Lightning Radio. It used to be a long time ago.
And when it was a thing. We can go around the table.
Red Viking Dave is me on your social media, mostly Twitter and Instagram. You can find me there. You can find all of my geeky creations at iLoveGeekazoid.com and related social media as well.
And it's George Trips is on Twitter and George Tripped on Instagram. Very easy to find. Sorry, I'm not as smart as Dave and made it one unified name, but...
I planned ahead.
He did. I don't plan ahead, apparently, when it comes to social media names.
But if you do want to send us an email, we do have a couple email addresses you can send to msrcast@gmail.com or metalgeekspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, Carrie loves hate mail.
I do. Not really.
It's also where we get suggestions for George Hates Metal, apparently.
That's true. So if you, if you have a an idea for a band for George to hate, send it. Email us there.
And we'll just hit the delete button.
So, finally, the last thing we got to say is...
Balls.
Keep it metal.
Big saggy balls.
And keep it geeky.
And keep it geeky, everybody.
Shiny and chrome.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.